Do you ever hear Mexicans called anything else around here?
Greasers. Sometimes called greasers. Their language, they usually don't say Spanish, they say Tex-Mex. It's sort of a mixture of a little of everything. I've been told that there are five or more dialects within the circumference of Mexico, boundaries of Mexico, and that in those five dialects, they can't any two of them understand each other. Much less any of us learning and understanding what they're talking about. They can't understand each other.
I didn't realize that many dialects.
And there's a pretty good reporter, a Mexican girl, on the TV, and her name is Elma Berrara. And she says, "I'm over there," and that's all I can understand. It just runs all together. She doesn't pronounce Elma and Berrara, and this, she runs it all together. It sounds pretty, but you wouldn't know. You didn't have the slightest idea what her name was if you'd hear her.
Well, down along the river there, along the Rio Grande, the Mexicans are calling a lot of different things like that. Some people call them Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, just a slurring way of saying Mexicans. Mexicans. Yeah, with just difference in the way that people say Mexican.
But that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. Another thing that really amazed me about the people around here was I sort of expected this to be an all-white area in Texas.
Well, I guess it's 40% black. Maybe not quite that much now as it was. And of course, they have mixtures too, with the white and the black. Some of them very pretty. I said there's one, I haven't seen that woman in years now. But you have to look twice to tell she had any black blood at all. It's pretty she could be.
What a people call somebody like that?
Well, they're mulatters is what they really are. They cross half breeds, quarter breeds, three quarter breeds. Some of them, and when they are so white and the features are so fine, that they call them Passovers. They can pass for whites or blacks, for whites. And my skipper on this LST said he met up in the east. They saw some girls there. And they were maids or something in one of the rich people's houses. Said they were so white that they had to tell him they had the black blood. He couldn't tell him. And I've never noticed it too closely. Well, I did. I knew one woman who supposedly had a little black blood. And it seems that the half moon, the cuticle here, is dark if they have negroid blood in them. That's one way. And there's some coloration around the lips, too.
I didn't realize that. Another thing that I was wondering about here, in this part of Texas, in comparison down to south of here, is that down there, they white people aren't called white people.
Gringos.
Isn't that what they? That's what I heard several times down. And I didn't know if